Case number, you want the next? Case number 12778, JMO Holdings LLC seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of T-Town Road, approximately 580 feet east of Deep Grass Lane. The 911 address is 13941 T-Town Road, Lot 1 in Greenwood. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 130, MAP 5, parcel 9.03. The board may note that we left this case open on the January 9th, 2023 meeting to allow the applicant to submit further information on septic and well placement and any additional information from DENREC or any other appropriate government agency at least 1 week prior to the meeting of February 20th, 2023, and to allow public comment on those specific items at tonight's meeting.
And I will note, I believe Mr. Werfel, I don't believe you're here for the initial public hearing on that. Have you had a chance to review the record and the testimony from the prior hearing?
I did.
Okay, so are you prepared to participate in this application?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you.
Good evening. For the record, Mackenzie P., not to repeat what Ms. Norwood just stated, but the record was left open from the January 9th meeting for the limited purpose of providing a different additional information, excuse me, on the location of the septic system and well as well. You'll see that we did make a submission on January 23rd, 2023 that included that information. Calling in by phone today are my clients, both of them, Mo Adams as well as Jay Roberts, and then also Kenneth Redinger. He was the wetland specialist that assisted these parties with actually obtaining a fill permit after the fact, and he is on the phone to talk through that process with you so that we are clear that there are permits not only for well and septic but also for the fill permit as well. And I do have additional information and specifically an email letter that will be submitted into the record for your consideration as well that summarizes the testimony Mr. Redinger is going to give and also confirms that the placement of the mobile home back on the property could result in additional necessary amendments to the existing wetlands permit and additional fill to the property. So with that, if we could see if Mr. Redinger is on the line, that would be helpful.
Operator.
Yes.
Do you have someone on the line for case 12778?
If someone is on the line for this case number, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have a caller. Caller, your line is unmuted.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Kenneth Redinger.
Mr. Redinger, this is James Sharp. I'm the board's attorney. Can you provide your address for the record?
Yes, it's 23556 Dungan Drive in Frankfort, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Floor is yours.
Good evening. I just wanted to summarize what my role is in the project briefly, and I'll be available to answer any specific questions you might have. So I was initially retained by JMO Holdings to deal with any wetland issues that resulted from their filling of the property to develop their home and the attendant features. The project process took approximately 8 months to complete, but the federal wetland permitting process is a multi-stage process. So it began with myself delineating the wetlands within the property, having those wetland boundaries surely located and placed on the site plan. A plan was developed by Mearson Consulting. I believe that the date of that site plan is May 31st, 2022, it was last revised on June 17, 2022. So the next step in the process was after the wetlands were delineated, and we identified the limits of the fill material, and it was determined that there was approximately 1,875 square feet of fill material that had been placed within the wetland boundary. So that project took about a month to get done, and it was reviewed by the Corps of Engineers up in Philadelphia. And they determined that the fill material had been placed in there unintentionally by the applicant. So they mentioned that he could get an after-the-fact nationwide permit to authorize this impact. And so we filed the required material, which included the site plan and what's known as a pre-construction notification that includes an alternative analysis that shows that the activity has avoided and minimized wetland impacts to the extent practical to get the project completed. And also a part of the review process is the interagency review by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Delaware State Fish and Wildlife Service, and the State Historic Preservation Officer also has a chance to comment on these projects that are getting federal permits. So the permit itself was issued on December 1st, 2022. And so that kind of settled any of the unauthorized wetland fill activities on the property and confirmed the length of wetlands within the property. The placement of the structure, for the home, was set back as far as it could be to meet all the setback requirements that were known at the time. I would like to answer any questions you might have regarding the setback and the placement, the current placement of the home, and if there's any additional environmental impacts that you might want me to describe, or available for any specific questions you might have.
Are there any additional questions from the board at this time from Mr. Redinger? I know he summarized the process. I am going to submit, after you ask your questions too, as I stated, just a summary of the information he provided today as well.
I've got one question, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Redinger, you had said that it was placed as far back as possible to meet the setback requirements. So am I understanding that correct in that it could not have been placed it was basically as far back from the road as it could be while still not encroaching on wetlands areas? Is that the correct assumption there?
That is generally a correct assumption. The site plan that was developed in response to my wetland delineation and the placement of the existing fill, the Corps of Engineers basically agreed to allow the fill material to be maintained within the fill fence that had been constructed around the fill material. And the site plan was developed to meet the setback requirements that were known at the time. I'm not sure about the placement of the home.
Well, when you say setback requirements, are you referring to the federal setback requirements or the county setback requirements?
My apologies. That was the county setback requirement.
Okay.
To the best of my knowledge at that time, the county setback requirements. Just want to speak to that.
Mr. Ranger, you said that the fill material could be placed there with a silt fence in place. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You know, when I first visited the property, my belief is that I was called by the JMO Holdings in response to a citizen complaint that was filed. He is a Denrec or a Corps of Engineers, and I was called in to review the property to see if there was any wetlands that were impacted and was a permit needed for that activity. So at the time when I showed up, there was silt fence around the fill material that enclosed the fill material.
So is that under the assumption that silt fence would have to stay in place?
It has to stay in place until the soil has been stabilized and covered by grass.
Okay.
So the sediment doesn't migrate into the wetlands when it rains. So it has to meet the sediment erosion control requirements before the silt fence can be removed.
So that would require an additional inspection?
That will. If when the site constructed is complete, I will make a follow-up site visit to make sure that all the permit conditions have been complied with. And then I'll send a notification to the Corps of Engineers that the activity has been completed and done in compliance with the permit that was issued.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Ranger, just for my own knowledge, how are you employed? What's your company? Who do you work for?
I've been working in Sussex County approximately 30 years.
Okay, is there a name of your company?
NSW Redinger Environmental Services.
And Mr. Redinger, can you also confirm your wetland scientist number? I believe it's 2126, but please confirm that for the record as well.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm a professional wetland scientist number 216 with the 2126 party with the Society of Wetland Scientists.
And you were retained by the applicant to do this analysis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any additional questions?
No? Okay.
Thank you. Do my clients need to affirm the statements made at all? They are on the phone for old business.
I think Mr. Redinger was under oath.
So. I agree, but is there anything else that needs to be done with respect to that? I don't believe so, but I just want to confirm.
I don't know if the board has any questions for the applicant. I don't know that you've stated anything.
I haven't, other than introductory information, but I'm happy to answer any additional questions that you may have.
Anything?
Thank you. And I will also submit another packet just that we had submitted previously, as well as the email summary from Mr. Redinger as well. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I think we need to see if there's anybody here and, of course, on the line that would testify.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12778 for JMO Holdings?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, nobody currently has indicated they would like to speak.
Thank you. Anything else? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12778 for JMO Holdings and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12778 for JMO Holdings. I believe the property has unique physical conditions, that the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variances represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reasons.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay. So a vote of 3-1, case is approved.